Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by Eric Essenvaltz, as performed by the Portland State Chamber Choir, conducted by Ethan Sperry. By the end of this podcast, I suspect you will be convinced, as I am already, that this choir is one of the best anywhere, and that the music of Eric Essenvaltz is a treasure waiting to be explored. The music that opened this podcast was from the 2009 piece, O Salutaris Hostia, a simple and very beautiful prayer for peace. Perhaps this prayer and this podcast should be dedicated to the people of Portland, Oregon. Latvian composer Eric Essenvaltz was born in 1977. He's composed everything from orchestral and film music to electronic and multimedia works, but choral music figures in much of what he does. Essenvaltz often writes deceptively complex music. It can sound simple, but the choir can be divided in 8 or even 16 different parts. His piece, The Heaven's Flock, was commissioned by the Portland State Chamber Choir and served as Eric Essenvaltz's introduction to Paulan Peterson's poetry. Paulan Peterson is from Portland, Oregon, and was Oregon's 6th Poet Laureate. That was From the Heaven's Flock, music by Eriks Essenvalds. The title work of this album is Translation, which also uses the poetry of Paulan Petersen. The text focuses on the moon, which seems to be waiting to be realized in art, like a poem waiting to be found. In the words of Paulan Petersen, communion with the moon is like a thin wafer melting in the mouth, words having found their tongue. That was From Translation, with music by Eriks Essenvalds and poetry by Paulan Petersen. The song My Thoughts is a setting of the preface to Saint-Silouan's treatise My Soul is Crying to the Whole World. The book is a collection of sayings, prayers, and beliefs. However, the preface talks about the struggle to take divine perfection and write it down in words. Saint-Silouan believed that his thoughts came to him in perfect form from God, but the act of translating these divine ideas into human language made them human and thus imperfect.
Thank you.
That was from My Thoughts with the Portland State Chamber Choir conducted by Ethan Sperry. The song Veneta is based on a much darker text. Veneta is a legendary city that was consumed by the Baltic Sea because of its citizens' hedonistic tendencies, and whose church bells still ring from beneath the surface of the waters, calling sailors to their deaths. The German poet Wilhelm Müller takes his story more as an allegory with the ego's struggle between giving in to or resisting its own basest desires. In his poem, these wishes call from within the depths of the soul, much as the church bells of Veneta call from beneath the sea. Music by Erics Essenvalds. The legend of the walled-in woman is based on an ancient Albanian folk song about the building of Rosafa Castle. The legend is that three brothers built the fortress to protect against Greek and Roman invaders. The brothers worked each day, but found each morning after their work had been mysteriously ruined in the night. One night their mother had a dream that one of the brothers would have to wall up his wife alive within the fortress to keep it standing. When I listen to this piece, I wonder, over the ages, how many women have been sacrificed for the warlike tendencies of men?
Oh.
You have been listening to music by Eric Essenvaltz and performances by the Portland State Chamber Choir under the direction of Ethan Sperry, from a new Naxos album called Translations, catalog number 8.574124. It's a stunning album whose impact only grows the more you listen to it. I'm Raymond Bechet. I hope you can join me next podcast. To go out, here is In Paradisum, written in the memory of Essenvaldt's grandmother who passed away on the morning of the premiere performance.